الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلى آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہ قولی اللہم افتح علینا حکمتک وانشر علینا رحمتک یا ذا الجلال والاکرام او اللہ عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to our viewers and listeners of Madani channel. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan. Teri nasle paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka, tu hai aine noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, I am accompanied once again in studio with His Eminence Hazrat Maulana Hafiz Noshad Attari Sallamahu al-Bari, and inshallah azza wa jal, together we are going to be having a beautiful program. It's my earnest appeal to the viewers out there to kindly stay tuned with us till the end of our program. Inshallah azza wa jal, as we go along, we will be speaking with our guest of honor for today inshallah, but prior to that, as per routine, let's listen to the beautiful hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من صلى علي في يوم الف مرة لم يمت حتى يرى مقعده من الجنة. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the person, the one who recites Durud-e-Pak, Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1,000 times in a day, Allah Azza wa Jalla will show that person his abode in Jannah before he dies. In other words, before he leaves this world, before his soul is seized, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall show that person his abode in paradise. Subhanallah. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to excessively and abundantly recite salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzoor aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye. Huzoor aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye. Mera wazifa durood o salam ho jaye. Ameen thumma ameen. Allahumma ameen. And we greet our Maulana Sahib with the opening greetings of Islam, as well as the viewers of Madani channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah, marhaba muasab. A great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is known and famously known as Ganja Shakar, Sultanul Awliya, Hadrat Sayyidina Khaja Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers, we are going to be speaking about his blessings and his virtues and about his blessed biography. MashaAllah. May I ask this question? Has Muasab been honored to travel to Pakpatan thus far?
Allahu Akbar. You know, I was close by, but unfortunately I didn't have the honor of making ziyarat. But we are the lovers of Baba Fariduddin Rahmatullahi Ali. We are the lovers of Awliya Allah, so we are hopeful their faizan and blessings will reach us as well.
Subhanallah, mashallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, there are lots of Ashiqani Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ushaq and the lovers of the Awliya. They desire and they wish to present themselves in the court of these great personalities. And when your bulawa, your turn will come, surely you will be there, inshallah, through the blessings of these great Awliya. Have attachment with them, follow their footsteps, listen to their aqwal and sayings and teachings, and make amal upon those things, inshallah azza wa jal, you will surely see the blessings of this in this world as well as in the hereafter. How many centuries have passed? But to date, subhanallah, their names are shining in the sky, Muasab.
Allahu Akbar.
And these are those stars that never set, Muasab.
Whoever remembers them, are the fortunate ones, because it is Allah Azawajal who places their dhikr and remembrance in our hearts, and therefore we remember them.
Allahu Akbar.
If Allah Azawajal did not give us this, you know, this understanding or this mindset that, you know what, the awliya Allah, they are there as beacons of light and hope.
Subhanallah.
They are there, you know, the Mazar Sharifs themselves, they are like lighthouses of Islam, from where spirituality is being disseminated. From Medina Sharif and then to all these other lighthouses where the Mazar Sharifs of the Awliya Allah are. And people go there, they take fizan, they take blessings. Nobody leaves empty-handed. Some way or the other, they are receiving blessings from these mazars.
Ya baat, subhanallah. And let me also make this clear to the viewers of Madani channel. There are generations, Masab, that exist today who entered into the folds of Islam, yani their forefathers entered into the folds of Islam through the blessings of their efforts.
No doubt.
Yani
no
the
doubt.
Efforts of these awliya and salihin like Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Khaja Qutbuddin, Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Hazrat Sayyidina Baba Fariduddin, Mas'ud Fariduddin Ganja Shakar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So subhanallah, even today, subhanallah, there are people who exist, and if they trace and, you know, do a little stats to see as to when did the forefathers accept Islam, then they would tell you that they accepted Islam on the hands of Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar rahmatullahi ta'ala. I personally met Masab, a family that explained to me that when they did this trace and they went back all the way to Baba Fariduddin.
Allahu Akbar.
So this is really amazing, subhanallah. Ye bahut badi baat hai, aur aaj bhi unka faizan jari aur sari hai sari duniya. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the blessings and the faizan of Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar rahmatullahi ta'ala. Chale inshallah, ek kalam ki janib ab jate hain, aur hamari ye faryad hai, dua bhi hai, mang to pe nazar ho, ya Ganja Shakar. Inshallah, when we do return, we will be discussing the blessings and faizan of His Eminence, inshallah. Please stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, Madina, meri ulfat Madine se yun hi nahi, mere aqa ka roza Madine mein hai. Main Madine ki janib na kaise khichu, mera deen aur इसमें रहते हैं शाहे दो आलम, इसमें रहते हैं शाहे दो आलम, जब से मेहमान हुए हैं वो दिल में, जब से मेहमान हुए हैं वो दिल में, दिल मेरा बन गया है मदीना, दिल मेरा बन गया है मदीना,
मेरे दिल में है यादे मोहम्मद, मेरे होठों पे ज़िक्रे मदीना, ताजदारे हरम के करम से आ गया जिंदगी का करीना।
سگے آستان محمد میں سگے آستان محمد قابل فخر ہے موت میری قابل فخر ہے موت میری قابل رشک ہے میرا جی ہر خطا پر میری چشم پوشی ہر خطا پر میری چشم پوشی ہر طلب پر عطاؤں کی بارش ہر طلب پر عطاؤں کی بارش مجھ گناہگار پر کس قدر ہے مجھ گناہگار پر کس قدر ہے مہرباں تاجدار مدینہ مہرباں تاجدار مدینہ مجھ کو طوفاں کی موجوں کا کیا ڈر مجھ کو طوفاں کی موجوں کا کیا ڈر وہ گزر جائے گا رخ بدل کر وہ گزر جائے گا رخ بدل کر نہ خدا ہے میرے جب محمد نہ خدا ہے میرے جب محمد کیسے ڈوبے گا میرا سفینہ کیسے ڈوبے گا میرا سفینہ چل مدینے کو چل غم کے مارے چل مدینے کو چل غم کے مارے زندگی کو ملیں گے سہارے زندگی کو ملیں گے سہارے آ گیا ہے حرم سے بلاوا گیا ہے حرم سے بلاوا کچھ کرتے ہیں سوئے مدینہ کچھ کرتے ہیں سوئے مدینہ دولت محبتِ عشق سے دل غنی ہے دولتِ عشق سے دل غنی ہے میری قسمت ہے رشکِ سکندر میری قسمت ہے رشکِ سکندر مدحتِ مصطفیٰ کی بدولت مدحتِ مصطفیٰ کی بدولت مل گیا ہے مجھے یہ خزینہ مل گیا ہے مجھے یہ خزینہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ مصعب ماشاء اللہ وی آر ڈسکسنگ آف کورس دا فیضان اینڈ دا بلیسنگز آف سلطان الاولیاء حضرت سیدنا بابا فرید الدین گنج شکر رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ اینڈ سبحان اللہ یو نو اف وی ہیو ٹو کنٹینیو ڈسکسنگ اینڈ اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ ہز پریزز اینڈ ہز سیکریفائزز ہز تقوا ہز پائیٹی ہز عبادات ہز یونیک لائف اسٹائل موسب اٹس ریئلی امیزنگ ٹو لرن ہاؤ دیز پیپل لیفٹ ایوری تھنگ اسائڈ فار دا پلیژر آف اللہ عز و جل اینڈ دے واک دا پاتھ of hardships and difficulties only to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And if you only have to see how they left this world in the manner they left this world, they left the dunya for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and today the entire world is behind their Mansab. How many kingdoms came and left Mansab? How many sultanate and how many types Allah. Of rulership came and left and went? In 800 years, Mansab, but today, even today, this is one kingdom and this is one style that never changed, Mansab. And that is the teachings that they have left behind.
No, it's true that Subhan they say Allah. That, you know, if you're devoting yourself to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, you are always, you're constantly remembering Him, then Allah Azza wa Jal will make that person dhikr on the tongues of the people.
Allahu
Akbar. So you're making, that person makes the, Wali Allah makes the dhikr of Allah, constantly remembering Allah in every step, every breath they take.
Ji.
So Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who keeps their names ever fresh.
Subhanallah.
And will stay like that till the day of judgment.
Subhanallah. One question I asked in the silsila was regards to what is the best gift a parent can give to his child? And Masab mentioned giving your child the best name. Giving a good name. Together with that, Mansab, when it comes to this tarbiyah and upbringing of a child,
yes.
Whose hands is more involved in this, Mansab?
Well, there's no doubt that the mother spends more time with the child than the father.
Right.
The father goes to work, the mother is at home, she has a chores, but she has that special connection to the child because of her, you can say, feminine qualities of softness, of kindness. Not to say men are not soft and kind, they can also be soft and kind,
mashallah.
But mashallah, that's the feminine nature.
Right.
And so mashallah, if we look into our Islamic history, we will see that there are, you know, many awliya Allah, that it was because of their mother's efforts. Maybe their fathers had passed away when they were very young. So it was their mother's efforts, their pious mothers, that made them who they were. You know, they say in English that behind every successful man is a woman. So, you know, here we can see subhanallah, it was the pious woman, not just any woman, but the pious mothers of this awliya. And Baba Fariduddin rahmatullahi alayhi is no exception to that. Because of...
So their fathers, during their infancy, Mansab, in their childhood, they like especially in this case, like Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, not much is heard about their fathers, though their fathers, of course, had given them a very good environment.
No doubt. No doubt.
But it has also been mentioned, these are those personalities, especially these three personalities, Khaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Hazrat Khaja Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and Khaja Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Their fathers had passed away while they were still small, Mansab. And the entire upbringing was by their respective mothers.
Primarily by their respective mothers.
So as Mahasab mentioned, it is so important as the first lap and the first madrasa of the child is
definitely
the mother's lap. Mahasab.
Absolutely. Even Ghawth-e Pak, rahmatullahi alayhi, Allah, King of Awliya Allah, it was primarily his mother. Yes, the fathers, they are there, they play their role as well. Some of them are great scholars themselves. But those whom their fathers passed away, maybe in infancy, maybe in the initial stages of their life, it was the mothers who took over. And those mothers, they were obedient to Allah and His Rasul. Those mothers were mothers who read Quran, who practiced the Sunnah, and who trained their children and made their mindset in this way. So that's actually a lesson for us, for parents out there, or even grandparents.
Right.
That, and in particular, the mother, that what you see, even when, you know, maybe the, a woman is expecting, but what you are looking at, what you are listening to has a direct effect on that fetus, on that child, even before being born.
Allah.
Because the hearing is the one of the first senses that develop in the fetus. And if the mother is listening to music or listening to things which are not good, looking at things which are not good, it directly affects that child. But how nice if the mother is listening to Qur'an-e Pak, listening to Naat Sharif, it's going to have a positive effect and impact on the child.
And this is exactly what Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala had said when he went to the madrasa and he recited 18 paras by heart, as Mahasab had mentioned so beautifully. So when the teachers asked him as to how did you learn and by heart so many chapters of the Holy Qur'an-e Pak, and that too in this childhood of yours, in this little youth of yours, how did you manage to memorize it so, you know, fluently, with eloquence, he recited the Holy Qur'an-e Pak. It was, then he said that when I was in the womb of my mother, Allah, she would recite these chapters of the Holy Qur'an-e Pak daily. It was her routine. Yeah. That's I by heart did after listening. As Mahasab said, it's one of the first senses that develops in the womb of a mother. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant our mothers out there to, you know, understand this matter. In fact, Baba Fariduddin Ganjashakar rahmatullahi ta'ala Mahasab never missed any tahajjud salah. This also Allah, has been mentioned Allah, about him, that after he reached the age of puberty or from the time he graduated, when he started and commenced by his tahajjud salah, with his tahajjud salah, then he had this till the end of his life.
Allah.
And when he was asked as to how does he have istiqama and steadfastness upon this, in fact his mother then had mentioned that I never ever given my child my milk without wudu.
Allahu
Akbar. I strongly believe that this is the blessings and the barakah of the wudu which I perform before giving my child milk to drink.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So this teaches us, Mahasab, how important it is.
You know, so these are role models for Islamic sisters. You don't need to look at, you know, this person and that person out there who has name and fame. What are they going to give you? What are they going to teach you? And then what are you going to convey to your children? How do you want to see your children growing up? What kind of training are we giving to our offspring? If we look into the lives of these awliya like Baba Farid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and his honorable mother, these are lessons for us. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Baba Farid rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and why would he not establish his tahajjud salah? Because after the five times salah, tahajjud is the main one, the most important one. And in the hadith Qudsi, it is mentioned that, you know, the awliya, they draw closer to Allah Azza wa Jal through the nafl ibadat. And tahajjud is nafl ibadat. So this is how they draw closer to the proximity of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal.
So what's farad upon them aside from that?
Besides that,
these are extra optional actions that they would perform for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. And leave alone optional mahasab, there are people who don't even adhere to what's farad upon them.
Allah.
They would not practice upon what's farad upon them. And how can one attain even the closest of the awliya Allahs? Leave alone Allah Azza wa
Jalla. If I am a lover of Baba Fariduddin, then I must follow in his footsteps. Not just make empty claims. Like we were mentioning the other day, that, you know, people, they say that, you know, we are lovers of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, we are lovers of Ahlul Bayt, of Sahaba. You know, that's just an empty claim if we are not translating that into practice. If we're not following in their footsteps, and one of the things they established is salah, they did not break ties, they were kind and compassionate to their family members, to Allah. Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, to Awliya Allah. They had this, you know, understanding, this fraternity of love, of compassion, of tolerance as well amongst the believers. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, if I make that claim, then I need to substantiate, I need to back
100%,
it up 100%. With practicing upon that.
Subhanallah. In fact, Mahasab, looking at, you know, the spiritual chain, as Mahasab mentioned, where is the faizan and the blessings descending from? Of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the coolness to our hearts and mind, who
is the source,
is the source And subhanAllah, being the actual source and fountain of knowledge, of ilm, of faizan, of barakat and blessings, all the Sahaba alayhi muridwan, the holy and salihin, receive their noor and their light and vilayat from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. No doubt.
So
no doubt.
Actually, the spiritual chains begin from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It goes to the Khulafa. But the Chishtiya spiritual order, Masab, that commences from Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, who of course gave his successor. And the spiritual chain that continues. Jee. So he gave khilafat and ijazat.
Jee.
To Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala. Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala gave khilafat to Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Wahid ibn Zaid. He gave khilafah and his successor is Hazrat Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala.
Giants
of Islam, subhanallah. And then his murid and successor is Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala, who was the Badshah of Balakh Muasab. And then his successor, Sayyidina Shaykh Huzaifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. His successor, Aminuddin. Look at the link. Usman Harwani rahmatullahi ta'ala gave khilafat to Hazrat Sayyidina Khaja Mu'inuddin Hassan Sanjari Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullahi alayhi. And then he gave khilafat to Hazrat Sayyidina Khaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And then he gives khilafah to Hazrat Sayyidina Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah.
This is an unbroken chain.
Unbroken chain, Muasab.
So alhamdulillah, our source, where we come from. Alhamdulillah, is directly through the awliya to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. And subhanallah, Muasab, from Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar rahmatullahi
alayhi,
if you count 17 links, Muasab, on the 18th link, a great wali of Allah azza wa jal, who needs no introduction, Masab, in Africa, actually throughout the world.
Jee.
And he is none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Sufi Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Akbar. And his Mubarak Mazar Sharif is of course in Durban. And subhanallah, even when Amir Ahl Sunnat Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Sattar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakat Mawla Aliya visited South Africa on two different occasions, he Damat Fuyuzuhum presented himself at the Bargah of Sufi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. So this is the link from Mawla Ali radiyallahu an, all the way to Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shankar on the 18th link, it goes all the way to Sufi Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And even today, subhanallah, this gharana and the faizan and the blessings of Sufi Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi passed through his family is being distributed throughout Africa, subhanallah.
If I may add quickly, two of the senior khulafa of Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shankar rahmatullahi alayhi were Khaja Nizamuddin Mahbub Ilahi rahmatullahi alayhi and Hazrat Sayyidina Khaja Sabir Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
Allahu Akbar.
So this is how we get the Chishtiya Nizamiya spiritual order, which was planted here in Riverside Sharif in Durban, Sufi Nagar. This is why we call it Sufi Nagar in the terminology of Dawud Islami, based on Hazrat Sufi Baba rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he planted this flag of the Chishti Nizami spiritual order. Then we have the Chishti Sabri spiritual order as well, subhanallah azza wa jal. And alhamdulillah, this is what the awliya did. When Hazrat Sufi Baba rahmatullahi alayhi came, he didn't just come and write taweez. He came, he gave spiritual cures to the people, but he also established 12 masajid throughout South Africa and the neighboring country, Lesotho. He established a yatimkhana, an orphanage. He established a place to assist travelers, musafirkhana, a soup kitchen, and you know, subhanallah, madrasa as well. So the people's spiritual needs and physical needs as well, he catered for that, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla.
And subhanallah, this langar khana is jari o sari, Masab.
Continuing
even
today,
to date, subhanallah, a century had passed almost, alhamdulillah, over a century. Langar khana of this spiritual Chishtiya order, mashallah, continues, subhanallah. And why should we not say, because the faizan which we receive from Sufi Sahib is the faizan which is coming from Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Baba Fariduddin.
Absolutely.
So this is important for every lover of this gharana to say,
mangto pe nazar ya ganj shakar abad rahe tera paak patan, mangto pe nazar ya ganj shakar abad rahe tera paak patan, e khaja kutub ke noor nazar abad रहे तेरा पाक पतन, तेरी दीद को अपनी ईद कहे,
سب تجھ کو فرید فرید کہے تیری دید کو اپنی عید کہے سب تجھ کو فرید فرید کہے دیتا ہے صدا صابر کلیر آباد رہے تیرا پاک پتن دیتا ہے صدا صابر کلیر آباد رہے تیرا پاک پتن یوں بابا تیری بارات چلی پیچھے ہے ولی آگے ہے علی
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
He says یوں بابا تیری بارات چلی پیچھے ہے ولی آگے ہے علی نبیوں کے نبی ہے تیرے گھر آباد رہے تیرا پاک پتن آباد رہے تیرا پاک پتن
MashaAllah. Azza wa Jal, take us all to Pak Patan and Allah see Allah. The faizan and blessings which is descending upon Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar and upon all those who are at this very moment repenting in his bargah, making dua through his wasila and forwarding Isa alayhi thawab, subhanAllah, and asking through his wasila. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us blessings. We have like 4 minutes before we come to the end of today's program. And in 4 minutes, let's see, Mawsab, if we can accommodate just maybe 1 or 2 calls, inshallah.
My name is Hisham Ali Khamis, inshallah. Today I would like to ask this question. How do we recognize the awliya?
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, brother Hisham has called, MashaAllah, Mawsab. How do you recognize the awliya? Maybe in minutes time, Mawsab can.
SubhanAllah, Azza wa Jal. Well, firstly, we are taught that when you look at this individual, this individual will remind you of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal.
Kaaba.
Not just in the appearance, but every step they are taking, every breath they are taking, they are remembering Allah.
Aye.
Whether they are fasting, whether they are performing salah, reciting Quran, making the dhikr of Allah, also reciting durood e pak as well, because that leads to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that reminds you of Allah Azza wa Jal. But yes, many people don't know their awliya. Very quickly, a narration, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, our leader, our master, went for Hajj. He's in the masjid. And in the masjid, he can hear a buzzing sound. And so he sees and he remembers a narration that where there's a waliullah, then a buzzing sound emanates from him when he's making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he's looking around, he sees only one individual sitting by a pillar reading Quran. So he says, that is a waliullah. I can hear the sound coming from him. And so he's walking towards him with the intention of asking him to make dua of forgiveness, dua maghfirah. And he, when he's close by that waliullah, he closes the Quran, he turns around and he says, may Allah forgive you.
Allah.
And then he goes back to recite Quran, Allah Hazrat, the job is done, so he returns. So these are some of the ways that whatever he does, he only does to please Allah, he obeys Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, MashaAllah, excellent Mawsab. What a beautiful way to answer this question. So when you see them, they remind you of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So their every action is according to Islam, to the teachings of Islam. And thus they have finished their being for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they have only one maqsad, one mission, and their goal and main objective is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They do not follow their nafs, for they kill their nafs. They kill their desires for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is exactly what Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar Rahmatullahi Ta'ala did. He faced 80 starvations.
Allahu Akbar.
That there was plenty of food for him to have. And subhanAllah, but if he wanted, he could make that food available for himself, but 80 starvations, spending enormous amount of time in the jungles and wastelands like Hazrat Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, who says he remained hungry for several days and weeks, Allahu Akbar, and he would kill his nafs and train his nafs. So they made ittiba, they followed Shariat and not their nafs, Mawsab, not their tabiat. If we do this, then we will also follow their footsteps. We have come to the end of our program. Mawsab, shukran once again. for joining us, for blessing us on this beautiful program. Welcome. And Maa Saab makes it beautiful, alhamdulillah.
Shukran for having me, you and the team as well,
mashallah. Shukran to the team in overseas as well, locally and internationally. May Allah Azawajalla grant everyone the faizan and blessings of Baba Fariduddin Ganjashakar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Abad rahe tera paak patan. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Until then, we leave you with the slogan of Da'awat Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah.